Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu gives away gallantry awards to defense and police personnel at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Awardees include 10 Kirti Chakra and 26 Shaurya Chakra recipients. India-Russia annual summit to focus on cooperation in defense, trade, energy and other sectors. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to reach Moscow on Monday. NEET PG entrance examination 2024 to be held on the 11th of next month. Labour Party leader Keir Starmer becomes new Prime Minister of United Kingdom. IMD issues red alert for heavy rainfall in Uttarakhand and most parts of Northeast India till tomorrow. And in women's cricket, South Africa set a target of 190 runs against India in the first T20 international of the three-match series in Chennai. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred 36 gallantry awards to the personnel of the Armed Forces, Central Armed Police Forces and State and Union Territory Police. The awards were conferred during the Defence Investiture Ceremony, Phase 1 at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi this evening. The gallantry awards include 10 Kirti Chakras and 26 Shaurya Chakras. Out of these, 7 personnel were awarded Kirti Chakras posthumously and 7 Shaurya Chakras posthumously. The President conferred Kirti Chakra upon Captain Anshuman Singh posthumously.
Captain Anshuman Singh, the Army Medical Corps, 26th Battalion, the Punjab Regiment, Maranoparant. Captain Anshuman Singh, Operation Meghdoot ke antargat, Siachen Glacier mein chikitsa adhikari ke roop mein tainat the. Aapne 19 July 2023 ko wahan sthit Chandan Dropping Zone mein hui bhishan agni durghatna ke dauran nazdeek ki fiber glass hut mein phase logon ko surakshit bahar nikalne mein madad ki. Isi dauran Medical Investigation Shelter ko aag ki chapet mein aata dekh, wo apne pranon ki parwah na karte hue us
The awards were given to the personnel for displaying conspicuous gallantry, indomitable courage and extreme devotion to duty. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Leader of the Opposition in the Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi attended the function. The 22nd India-Russia Annual Summit will focus on defence, trade, linkages, investment ties, energy cooperation, education, science and technology, culture and people-to-people connections as the key discussion points. This was stated by Foreign Secretary Vinay Mohan Quatra during a press briefing in New Delhi today. On Prime Minister's upcoming official visit to Russia and Austria from the 8th to the 10th of this month, Mr. Quatra said Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin will review the entire range of multifaceted relations between the two countries.
Prime Minister is scheduled to arrive in Moscow in the late afternoon of 8th July. President Putin will host a private dinner for Honorable Prime Minister on the day of arrival. The next day, Honorable Prime Minister's interactions would include an interface with the Indian community in Russia. Prime Minister will also lay a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier in Kremlin. And thereafter, Honorable Prime Minister will visit the Rosatom Pavilion at the exhibition venue in Moscow. These engagements will be followed by a restricted level talk between the two leaders, which will then be followed by delegation level talks led by Honorable Prime Minister and the Russian President.
The Foreign Secretary said Prime Minister Modi and President Putin will exchange views on contemporary regional and global issues of mutual interest. He said the leaders will also assess the status of bilateral engagements and grouping including BRICS, SCO, G20, East Asia Summit and the United Nations. Mr. Quatra said the issue of early discharge of Indian nationals who have been misled into the service of the Russian army is also expected to figure during the discussions. The India-Russia annual summit is scheduled for Tuesday. Speaking about Prime Minister Modi's visit to Austria, the Foreign Secretary said Mr. Modi will travel to Austria during 9th and 10th of this month. NEET PG entrance examination 2024 will be held on the 11th of next month and to be conducted in two shifts. The National Board of Examinations and Medical Sciences has issued the revised schedule of the examinations today. The exam was postponed in last month, a day ahead of the scheduled date of examination. The decision was taken in the wake of allegations regarding the integrity of certain competitive examinations. The National Board of Examinations and Medical Sciences, NBEMS, will conduct the Foreign Medical Graduate Examination, FMGE, June 2024, tomorrow. The examination has been held at 71 centers in 50 cities across the country. Talking to Akashvani News, Union Health Secretary Apurva Chandra has appealed to the FMGE aspirants not to pay heed to the rumors or paper leak.
सबको मैं यही सूचित करना चाहूंगा कि कल सुबह तक पेपर बनेंगे तो इसमें पेपर किसी के पास उपलब्ध होने का संबंध ही नहीं और जब पेपर बनता है तो सीधा सेंटर पे ही जाता है जो कि परीक्षा जब जो है 9 बजे शुरू होती है तो वहीं पर जो कैंडिडेट है उसके सामने ही उसके पासवर्ड से खुल सकता है उस बीच में और किसी को ये पेपर उपलब्ध होने की संभावना ही नहीं है इस पर ना पड़े और कोई भी अगर आपसे इस तरह का पैसा मांग रहा है तो ये माने कि इस पर आपसे पैसा जालसाजी से लिया जा रहा है.
The government has mandated conformity to the Bureau of Indian Standards, BIS, for stainless steel and aluminium utensils to enhance kitchen safety, quality and efficiency. According to an order issued by the Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade, DPIIT, the ISI mark will be compulsory for such utensils. Consumer Affairs Ministry said non-compliance to this order is punishable. Recently, the BIS has developed a range of standards covering essential kitchen items. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Labour Party leader Keir Starmer has become the new Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. In his first speech as the new Prime Minister, 61-year-old Starmer promised to bring about change, emphasizing the need to deliver results. He praised his immediate predecessor, Rishi Sunak, acknowledging the dedication and hard work Sunak brought to his leadership. Mr. Starmer emphasized the urgency of the work ahead, pledging to get started immediately.
If you voted Labour yesterday, we will carry the responsibility of your trust as we rebuild our country. But whether you voted Labour or not, in fact, especially if you did not, I say to you directly, my government will serve you. Politics can be a force for good. We will show that. We've changed the Labour Party, returned it to service, and that is how we will govern. Country first, party second.
Buckingham Palace today announced that Labour leader Keir Starmer has been invited by King Charles to form a new government. In the general election results declared today, the Labour Party secured a landslide victory. The Starmer-led party secured 412 seats, as per the latest report this evening, marking a resounding win and ending the 14-year governance of the Conservative Party. Several world leaders, including Prime Minister Narendra Modi, congratulated the new UK PM Keir Starmer. Earlier, outgoing Prime Minister Rishi Sunak today resigned from his post following the general election result. Back home in Assam, over 24 lakh people are reeling under the fury of floods in the state. Several rivers, including the Brahmaputra, are flowing above the danger level due to incessant rains. Huge agricultural areas are also submerged due to the floods. Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma today visited flooded areas of Dibrugarh to take stock of the situation. Relief materials have been distributed to the flood-affected people by the district administrations. Several national parks and wildlife sanctuaries are also inundated due to the floods. In Manipur, the flood situation has been improving slowly as the water level receded in all major rivers and no heavy rainfall has been recorded in the last 12 hours. According to the State Water Resources Department, rainfall recorded in 6 locations across the state is less than 10 milliliters in the last 12 hours. Most of the gates, barrages controlling the water level of rivers were kept open to reduce the water level of the rivers flowing in the state. Manipur Chief Minister N. Biren Singh visited Imphal East District today and inspected the flood situation. He said the government is putting maximum effort into rescue, relief and rehabilitation for affected families. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for very heavy rainfall in Uttarakhand and most parts of northeast India till tomorrow. Heavy rainfall is very likely over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and Chhattisgarh to the next 3 to 4 days. In Bihar, 15 engineers of water resources and other departments have been suspended and a construction agency has been blacklisted in connection with the recent collapse of 9 bridges in different districts of the state. Additional Chief Secretary of the Water Resources Department, Chaitanya Prasad, said that due to the lack of monitoring and precautionary measures by the engineers, the stability of the bridges was not ensured, leading to the collapse of the structures. Mr. Prasad said that payment to the contractor engaged in desilitation work has been put on hold due to carelessness. BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda has appointed the party's state in charge and co-in charge for 24 states and UTs. Mr. Vinod Tavade, the party's general secretary, appointed in charge of Bihar with party MP Deepak Prakash as co-in charge. BJP has named Dr. Satish Punia as in charge and MP Surinder Singh Nagar as co-in charge of Haryana. India's equity benchmark indices closed mixed after recovery in the final hours today. In the broader market, the BSE mid-cap index hit its fresh all-time high during the session. It closed 0.75% higher. The BSE small-cap index also hit a fresh record high before ending 0.70% higher. We have a report from the business desk.
At close, the Sensex slipped 53 points to close at 79,997. Nifty registered a slim gain of 22 points to settle at 24,324. Nearly 380 companies hit their fresh 52-week high in intraday trade on BSE. In the forex market, Indian rupee closed flat at 83.49 rupees against the US dollar. In the multi-commodity exchange, gold for August contract was trading at 72,500 rupees per 10 grams when reports last came. In the global crude market, Brent crude was trading at $87.26 per barrel when reports last came in. Lalema Aneja Dang, Akashwani News.
In women's cricket, chasing a target of 190 runs set by South Africa, India was 60 for 1 in 5.3 overs in the first match of three-match T20 International series at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai a short while ago. South Africa scored 189 runs for 4 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Earlier, India won the toss and elected to bowl first. Earlier, India clean sweeped South Africa by 3-0 in the ODIs and then won the one-off test by 10 wickets. Quarterfinals of the UEFA European Football Championship will kickstart tonight with match of host Germany against Spain. The match will start tonight at 9:30 in Stuttgart. Following it, France will lock horns with Portugal late tonight at 12:30 in Hamburg. Tomorrow, England will take on Switzerland in Dusseldorf, while the Netherlands will face Turkey in Berlin late night. The semi-finals will be played on the 9th and 10th in Munich and Dortmund, with the final in Berlin on the 14th of this month. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu gives away gallantry awards to defense and police personnel at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Awardees include 10 Kirti Chakra and 26 Shaurya Chakra recipients. India-Russia Annual Summit to focus on cooperation in defense, trade, energy and other sectors. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to reach Moscow on Monday. NEET PG Entrance Examination 2024 to be held on the 11th of next month. Labour Party leader Keir Starmer becomes new Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. IMD issues red alert for very heavy rainfall in Uttarakhand and most parts of northeast India till tomorrow. And in women's cricket, South Africa set a target of 190 runs against India in the first T20 international of the three-match series in Chennai. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.
Do you know I lost my CT scan report? That means the whole process of CT scan again. Get into queue, expenses. No, not again. Only one ABHA account. This is a digital health account in which you can have all the health records by storing it safely digitally and can consult your doctor anytime. Get your ABHA account and save your time and money both.
It is Modi government's guarantee for better digital health services.
ये आभा कार्ड यानी आयुष्मान भारत हेल्थ अकाउंट के अनेक फायदे इससे मेडिकल रिपोर्ट्स, दवाओं की पर्चियां ब्लड ग्रुप की जानकारी डॉक्टर कौन है उसकी जानकारी ये सब एक साथ रिकॉर्ड में रहेगा
फॉर मोर इन्फॉर्मेशन विजिट abdm.gov.in और कॉल 1447